Chapter 13. Daddy-o. Where are we running to? Jonah asks. I'm not sure, I say, but I want to get as far away from the witch as possible. And if you see that horrible bird, hide. No kidding, he says, although flying with him was kind of fun. How was that fun? You threw up. That part wasn't fun, he says, obviously. The before part. When he had his talons in your shoulders? Yeah, exactly. You're weird, I say. Then I have an idea. Maybe we should go back to the vegetable patches. Remember where we came in? Maybe there's a portal there. Oh, good idea. I think it was that way. Jonah points to the left, but Prince is running to the right. Woof, woof! Great. Just what I want to do, get lost in the forest in the middle of the night. What's wrong with him? I ask, looking around wildly. He's going the wrong way, and I don't want Cauliflower to hear him. Prince, come back! But he keeps going. We have to follow him, Jonah says, and bolts after our puppy. We start running, pushing tree branches out of our way. Suddenly, I see two people. One man and one woman standing in a clearing and looking all around. They're holding lanterns. They have to be here somewhere, the man says in a frantic voice. Hansel! Gretel! Where are you? It's Dad! Oh, their father is looking for them. His forehead is all crinkled with worry. He looks a lot like Hansel, an older Hansel, which means he also kind of looks like an older Jonah and a little like my dad. So weird. I'm worried at first that the woman at his side is the evil stepmom. I notice that she's wearing a tan uniform with a tall hat. A shiny gold badge on her chest reads Officer Greenmont. In the hand that's not holding the lantern, she's carrying what looks like a white slingshot. Is she a police officer? Woof! Prince barks at them. Woof, woof! Hansel and Gretel's dad looks in the direction of the barks. So does Officer Greenmont. They see us. Officer, there they are, the father says, his face lighting up. Hansel, Gretel, we found you. Oops, he thinks we're his kids. The father and the policewoman run over to us. I'm so happy to see you, their dad says, his voice cracking with emotion. I'm so sorry I let Stephanie leave you here. I don't know what I was thinking. Will you ever forgive me? As he's about to hug us, I step back. Wait, sir, we're not Hansel and Gretel. I know we look like your kids, but it's not us. Huh? He asks, peering at me and then at Jonah. My brother Jonah? See, his eyebrows aren't as bushy as Hansel's, I point out. And I don't have the mole Gretel has on her left cheek. I tap my cheek, and we're not as skinny as they are. The father lifts up his lantern, leans in closer, and studies us. Holy moly, you're not Gretel, he says to me. He stares at Jonah, tilting his head left and then right. And you're not Hansel. His face falls. So how do you know so much about them? And where are they? It's kind of a funny story, I say. Although, I'm not sure how funny he's going to find the notion of his kids going via tree to another world. But we're pretty sure they're somewhere safe. We'll go get them and tell them to meet you back at your cottage. We'll come too, the officer says, squaring her shoulders. They went through the... Jonah says. I give him a look. No, I don't think you can. Sorry. Imagine if the officer and Hansel and Gretel's dad went through the portal and ended up in our house, too. We'd lose screen time for a year. Jonah seems to realize his mistake and says, I promise we'll get them back to you really soon. And anyway, I add, you guys need to pop by the witch's house. You know, Patty. She, kidnapped us and then tried to eat us. We tied her with licorice to a tree, but we're not sure how long that will hold. Got it, the officer says, saluting me. Thanks, kids. We've been eyeing her for the mysterious disappearance of kids for a while. We'll take her to the station. Hansel and Gretel's dad nods. Please tell Hansel and Gretel that they never have to worry about Stephanie again. We're getting divorced. I can't stay with a woman who wants me to abandon my children.
Yeah, I say, nodding. That's probably wise. No need to go into the whole I think she's about to die part, right?
Tweet! Tweet, tweet!
We all look up. It's the white snowbird, cauliflower. It's flying right toward us with a gleaming, evil look in its eye.
Everyone hide! The policewoman calls out. That bird is dangerous.
We all run for cover. I grab Jonah and we press our backs against a large tree. Prince crouches down beside us. Hansel and Gretel's dad dives behind another tree. Officer Greenmont pulls out her slingshot and starts shooting pebbles at the bird. She just misses.
Ugh, she mutters. I'm out. Does anyone have anything else I can shoot?
Why are people in this fairy tale always running out of pebbles? Wait, I have something. I reach into my jean pockets.
Here, I cry. Take my Skittles!
I'll just keep one for myself. I put one in my back pocket. Two. Three, and that's it. She grabs the rest from my hand.
Thanks! She shoots once, twice, three times, and scores!
She hits Cauliflower smack in the beak. He comes crashing to the ground, and then she throws a net over him. There are feathers poking out of the net.
Oh, tweet! The bird screeches. I can't believe you caught me.
I can't believe you talk, I say.
Why wouldn't I talk?
He asks. I don't know, I say. Fairylands are weird.
Why are you helping Patty? The policewoman asks.
She pays me in sunflower seeds, and in return I protect her vegetable fields and arrange the sale of her vegetables.
Now that she's going to jail, her farms will belong to everyone, Officer Greenmont says. Her jewels, too.
You're the worst, Cauliflower cries. And you can't trap me. I need to be free. I'm a bird.
You'll always be a bird, the officer says. But from now on, you're going to be a jailbird.
Ha!
Jonah laughs. Even Hansel and Gretel's dad laughs. The officer smiles at him. I wonder if she could be stepmother number two someday. A much nicer one. I'm getting ahead of myself.
We gotta go, I say. We're going to get Hansel and Gretel back to you.
Please do,
the dad calls. Tell them I'll be at the police station waiting.
I nod, and Joan and I rush off toward the magic spinach patch.